Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. By the way, what happened here? Let me just explain something here. Every once in a while, prostate challenges. Let's just call it prostate challenges. And when you're doing a live talk show, it's not like you can play 10 Madonna songs in a row and run to the restroom and do whatever you need to do if you have prostate challenges and all that, because you got plenty of time. With talk, it's different. I'm the music, so I've got to be here. I can't have 10 Madonna songs playing one after the other. So I looked at the Facebook folks. Actually saw this. Do a Facebook live stream of the show. God only knows why anybody watches this thing. What it really is, now that I think about it, it's not only just the radio show, which is not much to see, but it's also, in a sense, a psychodrama. It's sort of like a reality TV when it has gone off the rails. So it's a combination of things. So you're not just watching the show, which is not much to see, but you're also watching, the end of my career, of course, but it's also a reality show. Because you never know what's happening here. I certainly never know what's happening here. And I'm here. In any event. So I'm looking at our state-of-the-art computer screen here to see how many minutes each commercial is and how much time do I have to run to the restroom? And I'm doing the math in my head. And it's like, okay, there's like, 160 second. There's a 30 second. Okay, I can do this. And I run to the restroom. But then, because there are prostate challenges, you're kind of at the mercy of the human nature. And you got to guess right every time. You got to be right every time. I didn't guess right today. Fortunately, there was enough music left in that the country song that we're playing here, the bump music, where I was able to run in just in time, back into the studio after I washed my hands, and started talking with you as if nothing had happened. But really, there was tremendous drama that happened here. Because the timing's got to be, it's got to be spot on or else everything goes to hell. All right, but that's the kind of consummate broadcast professional that I am. I got back here in time, so everything is fine. All right, so good. After the 8 o'clock news, Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be coming on, and unless he has changed his mind, which he might have. I mean, there might be something else that just, lights him up this morning. But boy, earlier this morning, he is really pissed off at one of the trolls, one of the people on Facebook who tries to goad me. A number of them try to goad me. And, well, Dimitri, you're a jerk. What do you think about this? And I never respond because I don't care. That's your business. This is how you feel. I have no problem with that. I'm not going to block you unless it's some sort of legal issue or something extraordinary. But I don't block people simply because they hate me. Because if I did that, I wouldn't have any followers. Well, not many. So I don't do that. And a lot of them are very frustrated. The ones who really, really, really hate me always want me to respond, which to me makes no sense. If you hate me, why would you want me to respond? I don't respond. It's like, say whatever you want. I don't care. Your grown-ups do, it's fine. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I've got no problem with that. All right, fine. Congratulations to Jacob. Here's the big winner here, the tickets here for the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. Jacob Sliva is his name, and great, great guy, and thanks so much for listening. All right, Union Local, the Belmont Buzz. Do any of these have Belmont Buzz? Hold on. Nope, that's not it. Nope. That's certainly not it. Nope. 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 We lost the Belmont Buzz. All right. But this is the Belmont Buzz. Belmont County. So I'm reading this story, DK Wright, a very nice person. I like DK. Channel 7. And the headline says, Ohio school faces 85-degree classrooms, leaky roofs without levee. Ohio school. Wonder which one that could be. So it says Belmont County. So I thought, okay, this sounds like Belmont buzz material. And it says here, on sunny days like we have been having, it's 85 degrees inside Union Local Elementary School because the air conditioning is broken. When it rains, they have to put waste baskets under all the roof leaks in the middle and high school. Officials say they need the voters' help. A $2 million permanent improvement levy on the November 4 ballot would cost the average property owner about $8 a month. And they say it would stop the buildings from falling apart. Now, according to Zach Shuttler, who is the Union Local Superintendent, who we've had on the show here, seems like a nice guy, I have no problem with him. His quote is saying, it's about our students and our district and what's best for them, and we know what's best for them, to be a building that doesn't leak, be in a building that's climate controlled and comfortable to learn in, a building where they can plug in their Chromebook and not worry about a breaker shorting in the district, to have sidewalks that are even and you're not going to trip over. The finances are not going forwards towards any turf fields or any field house or any sporting complexes. This is going strictly to the building, strictly to make sure the facilities and infrastructure are taken care of, and that none of the money is going to anything other than the buildings. So, oh, that's Bernie Thompson, Union Local Treasurer and the football coach for the Jets. Had worked in the Belmont County, I think, auditor's office a few years ago with Anthony Rocchio. Go Packers. Go Cheeseheads. Anyway, it says the last permanent improvement levy expired in 1998. They say this will not go for salaries. They say the roof, every building needs to be replaced. Let's see. It's 85 degrees in the classrooms because the air conditioning is broken. That's what the story says. Union Local. So if I'm a resident of the Union Local School District, I'm thinking to myself, well, I could vote for a new tax increase because we're not taxed enough here in the Upper Ohio Valley, especially in Belmont County. We really need to pay more taxes. So there's that. Or, now work with me on this. What do you do when the air conditioning is broken? What do you do? What could you do when the air conditioning is broken? Well, you could have a levy to increase taxes. That's certainly one option. Is there any other option? In Union Local, is there any other option when the air conditioning is broken? Let me think about this. Oh, what if, now work with me here on this. What if we called a repairman? Somebody who repairs furnaces. HVAC. I think that's what it's called. Why not just call? And we have a lot of great repairmen and service people, and many advertise on Big Willie 105.5. What about Sid Loudon? Why not call Sid Loudon and have him go to the Union Local Elementary School and fix the broken air conditioning unit? Wouldn't that be more cost effective than a tax increase? I would think. And then some of the some of the schools, when it rains, they have to put waste baskets under all the roof leaks in the middle and high school. What do we do with that? Well, we could vote for a tax increase because, again, we're not paying enough taxes in Belmont County, or really throughout the Big Willie listing area. We could do that. Is there anything else we could do? If our roof, what if my roof leaked at my home? What would I do? Would I call up Richland Township and say, I want to pay more real estate? Oh, no, it's not. The St. Clairsville City Richland School District, that's it. Would I call the St. Clairsville Richland City School District and say, hey, I want to pay more taxes because my roof is leaking? And I'm sure they would say, fine. But is there anything else I could do? If my roof leaked, Leslie and I are home and we're just talking or whatever, and suddenly the roof leaks, what would we do? Would we want to pay more in real estate taxes because God knows we don't pay enough? But is there anything else we could do when our roof leaks? What could we do? Let me think. Let me think. Let me think. Oh, what if we called someone to repair the leak.
Yes, yes, of course, that's it, that's it. Eureka, of course, yes. We could call someone to fix the leak, to patch the roof, yes.
Why don't they just do that with the Union Local School District? What am I missing here? What exactly am I missing here? And as for the sidewalks that are cracked, well, geez, what could we do? Well, we could have a tax increase. There's that. And are there any cracks in the sidewalks? Is there anything else we could do other than having a tax increase? What if we hired somebody to fix the cracks? You know, to mix up like cement or whatever they use or concrete or whatever that stuff is, and they, you know, put it down and smooth it out and all that. Couldn't we just do that? I'll bet you, if the school district is broke, which of course it's not, we could even do a GoFundMe campaign for the Union Local School District to fix the air conditioning unit, to patch the leaks, and to correct the cracks on the sidewalk. I'll bet you if we had a GoFundMe campaign, or that, or not the GoFundMe because they're evil, but the one like GoFundMe that's the good one, that likes MAGA Nation and Trump people, I'll bet you we could have all that fixed without a tax increase. That's just, again, it's just kind of crazy thinking on my part, I know, for the Union Local School District, but boy, I think I would take a look at that first. I would get estimates about how much would it cost to fix the air conditioning unit. And I guess that includes mileage going out there and back. And how much would it cost to patch the leaks in the roof? And how much would it cost to patch up the sidewalk that has cracks in it? And then I would look at that and then look at how much money would be coming in with a tax increase and go, gee, maybe we don't need a tax increase to fix these things that cost a few hundred bucks. I'm just guessing. But what do I know? What do I know? The one thing, and I, with all the local media, I'm not picking on any one person. I really am not. With all the local media, it sucks so bad. Because they, you know, the St. Clairsville City, Richland Township School District did the same thing a few years ago with their insane 92, you know, mills tax increase. I mean, insane, insane numbers. And some other districts did the same thing. I don't know. I can't even remember all of them. But the bottom line is this. It's all pretty much the same story around here. Oh, our school, you know, our air conditioning is bad and our windows are broken and, you know, we've got leaks, so we got this, that, and the other. And no journalist, there aren't journalists, no reporter says, well, why don't you just fix them? What would it cost you to just fix the air conditioning unit at the Union Local Elementary School? What would it cost to, you know, fix the patches and the roofs and all that? How hard is this? No one ever does that, including this one with Union Local. And I'm not picking on anyone. They all do the same thing. You might be wondering, Dimitri, why do you have such a difficult time getting guests to talk about local issues? Well, the answer is very simple. Because they know what I'm going to ask. They're not trick questions. They're not trick questions at all. If anyone from the Union Local School District was here, I would say, what's it going to cost to fix the air conditioning unit? Did you get an estimate from Sid or anybody else? Oh, really? That's what it costs? Well, then why don't you just fix the damn thing? What does it cost to get someone up there to patch holes in a roof? What does it cost? Did you get estimates? From a roofing company or some other private contractor, whoever? I mean, how hard can this be? Why don't you just do that? You got some crap. You could get volunteers to do this. I'll bet you. I will bet you your last dollar that if Union Local wanted to, we could get people to volunteer to do this, including companies, including businesses saying, hey, we want to do something good for free for the school because it's a nice thing to do and maybe they'll think more of us and all that. You could even get, my guess is that you could even get companies to do this for free. and give them some kind of a mention, you know, give them naming rights to the roof, you know, the ABC Roofing Company roof, you know, and we'll fix the roof and we'll just have the naming rights for the roof. Hell, we'll put on a new roof and we'll, you know, just give us the naming rights. You could do stuff like that all the time. This is not rocket surgery. And I mean that literally. So Union Local, if you want to, you know, vote for more tax increases because you're just not taxed enough in Belmont County, fine. But it would seem to me that a simple solution would be, oh, your air conditioning is broken. Well, why don't you just call Sid and fix it? Oh, you got your roof leaks. Well, why don't you just call someone to patch the roof? And I'll bet you some of these companies will do it for free if you ask them. And you could work out some kind of a thing, especially if you want a new roof or whatever, naming rights. You have naming rights for football fields. You got naming rights for stadiums. You could have naming rights for roofs and everything else. It's not all that hard when you're sitting here talking into a microphone. It's actually remarkably easy to solve all the world's problems.